You're listening to Superpower Creatives on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that sparks the superpowers of musicians and artists to ignite change. All the little men,
will they get the chance to come back? Hello, this is David Del Mar, your host of Superpower Creatives, and you're listening to our episode, Full Consciousness Photography. I believe everyone is a creator, and it's this inherent birthright that's the source of our superpowers. Stepping into this personal authority is scary, though. This show celebrates creatives that stay true to who they really are, making a living using their creative superpowers. The stories they share will excite and inspire listeners to do the same, making positive change in the world. I'm ecstatic to introduce our guest for today's show. He's an extraordinarily talented photographer and creator who takes headshots that are world-class and signatory of his artistic ability to capture human essence like none other. His art is helping everyday people take headshots that make them look like total pros. It's an art and a superpower altogether, getting people past the stress of taking photos to look their true self and not posing for a photo kind of look, just trying to get it done kind of thing. And his mission is for people to look amazing, teaching them some little secrets that celebrities have known for years that shouldn't only be reserved for the rich and famous, so everyone can look spectacular. Tony Toff is a professional headshot photographer from Liverpool, England. And he moved to the States in 2010, falling in love with it here, spending his first 7 years based in Los Angeles, and then moving to Arizona in early 2017, where he opened his own headshot studio in Old Town Scottsdale, Arizona. He feels lucky enough to have spent the time since moving around, traveling around the country on assignments from different editorial publications worldwide, photographing people, doing what he loves to do every day. He considers it to be the best job on the planet. Which is super cool. He's also feels very, very much gratitude to have been trained in Los Angeles by world-renowned headshot and portrait photographer Peter Hurley. And he's very proud that Peter has given him the honor of being a mentor for his coaching group, Headshot Crew, meaning he's one of a very small group of headshot photographers and the only mentor in Arizona who Peter trusts to train the thousands of up-and-coming headshot photographers from around the world who are taking part in his coaching program on Headshot Crew. He fully subscribes to the idea that great technique, proper direction, and genuine expression is the key to powerful professional portrait photography. It's in LA where he met his beautiful wife, Catherine, a Colorado native. And when he's not in the studio or on location, you'll most likely find him off on some adventure with her and their pet dog, Winston. The rest of his family, they're still back in Liverpool. He's very, very close with them, but tries to get to see them as often as he can when he's not here helping people to look their amazing selves. Tony, thank you so much for being here today. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks, David. Thanks for the introduction. That was pretty special. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Well, it's special just like you are. And, you inspired me to do that. And that's what's great about. That's what's great about, having really amazing and talented guests for the show. They bring that part of me, which is what I love to express as the host of it. And I want to also say, thank you for staying true to who you really are and helping people to stay true to who they really are. And something as important as a headshot that in today's world is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And you're right. It is. It is important to do both. It is definitely important to stay true to you, But in these headshots, it can be difficult for people to stay true to who they are. Because we all have this thing when we're taking any photograph. Especially a headshot, which is essentially a close-up of the face, to add that added bit of pressure of the camera being a few inches away from your face.
No doubt.
Yeah. So it can be difficult to stay true to yourself when that's happening, because we do all have this, a photo face, if you like, the the face that is programmed into us when we're kids, when people tell us to say cheese for a photo, or you know, your mom or your grandparents tell you to smile bigger, you know,
yeah.
which looks great when you're a kid, but not necessarily when you're a CEO of a multinational company, you know. So that's funny, dude.
That says plenty just in that little bit you shared there. Well, we're talking about our show, Full Consciousness Photography, and in particular, how Tony finds photography increases his inner knowing of himself as an artist and a person. And what has that awareness provided him that makes him able to have his clients to be in full consciousness, making their photos look so amazing, based on what he was just sharing there? That is no easy feat by any means. So Tony, we always ask the guest the same first question, and it's possibly the obvious one, but here it is. What is your creative superpower?
What is my creative superpower? I would say my creative superpower is to connect with people, regardless of the situation, and being able to adapt to different people. Because whilst, you know, obviously I'm a photographer, and that would be the obvious answer, I suppose. I actually don't believe that's my strongest point, and I don't believe that's what makes a good headshot, is being a good photographer. I think you can be a great photographer and you know, take an absolutely beautiful photograph of somebody, but if it's not doing what it's supposed to do, then it's not a good headshot. So, you know, I would say it's an ability to make a connection with people, regardless of the high stress situation that they're in most of the time they meet me.
Well, and I mean, for just have that ability in life, it's huge. But as someone who's taken taken headshots for, you know, very high influential people, high profile clients, and these types of folks, and everyone in between, it is certainly a distinguishable characteristic to have available for somebody who is showing up with those insecurities, or the mindset of, you know, smile big, because, you know, that's all they were really ever taught was to, yeah, you know, smile big. And that doesn't exactly work for, like you said, for the type of photos that need to be taken for, you know, a professional. With that said, and your superpower to be able to connect, which is the essence of how your photography turns out to be such an amazing product, why do you do what you do with your superpowers?
I do what I do with them because I absolutely love it. You know, it's a way to, honestly, to just make people feel good about themselves. Because a photo I've photographed, you know, like you say, high profile people. I've photographed people who run, you know, multi-billion-dollar companies, and the one thing that they all have in common is that getting a photograph taken is a stressful situation to be in. You know, it's something that we all struggle with, and you know, even some of us struggle more, and some of us struggle less with it. But I think it's a really nice way to get people to like themselves a little bit more, because, you know, we live in a world where, you know, Instagram filters and Instagram, you know, everything. I love Instagram, but, you know, there's a lot of image issues with that type of social media that, you know, it just makes people feel bad about themselves at times. So I like to play my tiny, tiny little part in having people see a photograph of themselves that they really like, and they also feel is not, you know, heavily filtered or heavily photoshopped. You know, it feels like them, and I love it. I genuinely just wouldn't change it for any other job in the world.
Well, and that, I mean, it translates just in the session for someone who will work with you, or you know, that time where they're looking at the pictures and they're deciding which ones to choose, and all the way to when they finally get it and they start utilizing it for, you know, for the reasons that they would come see someone like yourself. It like every small little bit that you contribute of intention, like you just shared. I mean, it's amazing how it's, I mean, it really truly reinforces the adage that every little bit counts in ways that we can't even tell, because I mean, from the second someone meets you to the second that they put that out there for the world to see, like, you're essentially the guide that they've chosen, that they've trusted for mm-hmm. something like this. And wow, I mean, it's not something that they take lightly, and
to
be able to have that guidance is huge, just huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's something I don't take lightly either. Because I understand that people have a different attitude to headshots, and they have different attitudes for different reasons. You know, some people just kind of want to get it over and done with, you know, and for that reason, they'll just, you know, they just want a headshot. They just want a photograph of the face, and they're happy to move on, you know, and that might be because they just don't, I mean, I'm almost certain that's because they just don't like getting the photograph taken. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to go feel that familiar feeling that we all feel when we see a photograph of ourselves that we don't like. So you know, by not putting the effort into to find the right person and you know, really try and get that good photograph, then there's no disappointment, you know. But for the people who do, for the people who you know, kind of want to face that fear, you know, which is what it is, I'd like to think that, you know, I am the right person to reward them for facing the fear.
Well, I can attest that you absolutely are that person, for sure, man, for sure. Very awesome stuff. Well, we need to take a quick break, and I want to dive in a little bit further here with Tony and what he's sharing today, and how those listening can find something helpful that might provide some positive direction forward for yourself, and how you see pictures and whatnot, about how you feel insecurities around when you look at yourself on a picture. But before we jump into a break, let's tell people where they can find out more about you, Tony.
Yeah, sure. So I am on Instagram, and my username on that is Tony, and then _Tafe, which is my last name, TAAFE, _photo. My website is www.tonytafe.com. Again, that last part of it is TAAFE. And yeah, they're the two main ways that you guys can find me.
Oh, that's outstanding. Amazing stuff, for sure. All right, so we've been talking with Tony Tafe today about our episode, Full Consciousness Photography. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to settle in with Tony a bit more and continue hearing from his perspectives as a full consciousness photographer.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back. You're listening to Superpower Creatives. And today we're talking with Tony Tafe on our episode, Full Consciousness Photography. So Tony, I'd love to circle back to where we left off a bit there. And we're discussing how people, when they approach a headshot, everybody comes to that experience with their own narrative or sometimes their own baggage about what a headshot is and taking a picture is and just what that experience has been for them, getting, you know, photographs back that have just not looked good at all, and they've, you know, cemented that memory in their brain, and they have now it associated with you know, something that is right up there, the list of things that, you know, they most prefer, may possibly not wanting to do. What is it when you have someone that comes to see you and you know that that's, you know, that stuff is going on? What is it about that moment with that particular person that you find within yourself that superpower to activate, to help them to get into a place that they can ultimately be in an ideal mindset to work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And so my way of doing this, and everybody has their own way of doing it. There are plenty of really great headshot photographers and portrait photographers who get you know, great results. But my way of doing it is to just slow everything down. Slow the whole process down. You know, I know that, as I say, you know, there's a very, very high chance, almost certain, that the person coming in is stressed and nervous and maybe excited, but still, you know, incredibly nervous. And so, you know, the last thing I want to do is kind of throw them in the deep end. You know, for my process, it's very important that it's just slowed down and, you know, we can all relax. You know, I'll tell a silly joke or two, you know, while we're, you know, at the beginning of the shoot, usually just to gauge, how funny I am first off, which is not very funny, but if it gets sympathy last, then that's enough for me. But yeah, you know,
you it's, are funny, it's, dude, by the way.
Thanks. But yeah, it's really just a relaxed atmosphere that I like to create, where we can go at you know, my client's pace, my subject pace, and I find that's the best way. And I learn things about them during the shoot, which are helpful to me. You know, sometimes somebody will come in and tell me something on their face that they don't like about themselves, you know, and sometimes they won't. And so, you know, I have to learn what the insecurities are, you know, whether that be directly or indirectly. And as I say, the best way I find to do that is just to have a nice, relaxed atmosphere where nobody's being rushed, you know, there's no added pressures that don't need to be there. And for me, it works. You know, it's really, as I said earlier, it's just all about connecting with the person, regardless of the situation.
Absolutely, and that, just the power of connection and just how that can really put at ease the you know, experience you have with another person. Yeah. What is something that someone shared with you about working with you that was a very positive thing that somehow helped them have a breakthrough in perhaps their life or maybe their self-love or how they see themselves in the world? What's a story maybe somebody shared with how that's been a positive experience working with you that you've been able to help them with?
Okay. So, I mean, there's been occasions, more than once, you know, a few times when people have cried, you know, halfway through a session, you know, they've seen photographs of themselves, you know, they might be a person who, you know, has been out of work for a long time and, you know, what I've found is on more than one occasion is there's been times when people have come in, mums have come in, and they've, you know, they stopped their careers to help raise a family. And they're coming in, you know, they want to get back into work. They're trying to kind of kickstart, you know, their own life again outside of the family. And, you know, they've seen photos of themselves that, you know, they've not seen themselves in that light for a long, long time, you know. And that to me is really, really rewarding. It's extremely rewarding. And you know, it's there are a few stories like that, you know, where people just have not either never seen themselves in that kind of light before, or they, this is the first time they've seen themselves with that image, you know, in a long time. And it really has a positive effect on them. It's a really great part of my job.
Well, it sounds like a very rewarding part of the work you do, and that would be worth the worth it right there alone. Hugely, just to have that experience, it's really powerful.
It's great. It's a massively rewarding part of my job. And something else that's just come to mind. You know, there was a woman probably a couple of months back now, and she called me up to book the session, and you know, she spoke a lot about makeup techniques that I'd never really heard of. I think she called it taping, and I didn't know what she was talking about, and she explained it to me, and it was essentially using tape to kind of pull the skin back around, I think it was the jaw, maybe something like that. And you know, the reason why the woman was asking me about this, because she was incredibly self-conscious, you know, and she wanted to, you know, look good on the photos. But I told her, you know, you don't have to do any of that. Just come in, you know, we'll take care of it. And a couple of days later, she sent me a really nice email about how she was so glad that I steered her away from the heavy makeup, and she yeah. looked like herself, and it made her feel so much better that she didn't do all that, yet she still really loved how she looked. You know, things like that, it's all about lifting people's self-esteem and having people feel good about themselves.
Well, I mean, that's a powerful portrayal and example of what people show up with for these pictures. It brings me to a curiosity and a question for you, Tony. How has the experience of and the way you've impacted people through your work, how has it helped increase your own inner knowing of yourself artist and a person?
Massively, absolutely. You know, I couldn't even explain how much it's helped me understand myself. I'm an introvert, and I go on a scale of being extremely introverted to you know, on not so introverted, depending on the situation. But when I first started taking headshots, you know, it's a one-on-one situation with people. There's usually nobody else in the room, and it's, you know, it's my responsibility to create the energy, to, you know, everything. It's, you know, it's a very one-on-one situation. So when I first started taking headshots, that absolutely terrified me, because, you know, I was an introvert. You know, being a people person wasn't really something I'd ever been comfortable with, but I knew I really, really wanted to do this, you know, the headshot photography. So, you know, over time I've, you know, obviously got past all that, and, you know, I don't obviously feel the way I did in the beginning anymore. But it's helped me develop so much as a person, just because I don't feel that anxiety that I used to feel in those kind of situations anymore. It's been huge for me, and it's helped me every single bit as much as it's helped any of my clients.
Well, and it sounds like I guess I'll ask this then. Was there a single time or single event or a single client where you, like, it was a milestone, it was like a breakthrough where you, after you finished with them, you knew you had overcome that anxiety of, you know, of having to work one-on-one with person as an, you know, introverted person, that you realized, I got over, like, I think I just got over it.
Yeah. I mean, the first one that comes to mind, it wasn't actually a one-on-one situation, which made it more of an achievement for me the time was, I was doing, portraits and headshots of a CEO of a huge company. It's a New York Stock Exchange company, really large. And these photographs were for the annual report. There was an art director on the set. There was, you know, assistants for the CEO. There was all kinds of people with all kinds of input. But, you know, again, it was really all on me to create the shots that they wanted, whilst also, you know, keeping the energy the way it needed to be in the room. And after that shoot went really, really well, and I've since done a lot of work for this particular company. And after that shoot, I left it feeling really, really good about myself, because I felt really intimidated before the shoot. I was really nervous, really anxious. There's all these people, they're all watching me. I've got to direct this, you know, high-powered CEO. And it was really, really scary, but it went well, and that was definitely a moment after the shoot where I thought, you know, I'm okay at this, you know, I can do this, you know. That's the first thing that comes to mind. There's plenty of other shoots that you know, that I know from vague memory. They've been difficult, you know. It's been a process to get the shots we want, and they've definitely all helped me, you know, have that light bulb moment kind of thing that you're talking about. But the one that comes to mind is this shoot with the CEO. Yeah.
Well, and the way you describe it, like, I mean, I felt like I was there. Like, I could see the art director. I could see him. Like, I could definitely, like, I have a picture of the room and everything.
That's
the testament of a good storyteller. For sure. Well, I mean, that would be, talk about, like, the full opportunity to say, okay, you know, there's the start of this day and there's the end of this day. And I'm going through to the end of this day. And,
exactly.
And I don't intend on it being a bad outcome, so let's just surrender to the flow and let's
that was exactly it. And you know, I have this inner system where, you know, if there's something I'm approaching that, you know, is difficult for me to do, I do a countdown. So I'll do a 10 countdown, you know.
I think I'm doing that.
Oh really? How I do it is I challenge myself to do whatever I've got to do before I hit one.
Yeah.
So, you know, like around three, and if I've gone to one, then I've gone too far, and I need to be better. But yeah, I did a lot of countdowns that day, and it really went well, and yeah, that was a good day.
Well, it was a good day for sure, and it's a good day to hear that today because I've just started the countdown, the 10-second rule, the 5-second rule. I've just started kind of trying that out within the last few days, so it's kind of good to hear your example, and gives me some fresh perspective.
It's amazing. Yeah, it really helps. It really just pushes you to do those things, you know, that help you, you know. Yeah. it's really good. Yeah,
when you're in the thick and the fire, it's like, okay, I can get sweaty and get burned, or I can do some quick counting and be in a wholly different reality.
Exactly.
I think I'll choose B.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah.
Well, speaking of that, what's one piece of wisdom? You know, you shared some lessons and some moments of breakthrough. What's one piece of wisdom or lesson you would share for the audience about anything, photography or life or anything that you've collected and you found as a nugget for your life? That the countdown one's pretty good, but I'm selfish, I want more. What's maybe one other from all your vast experiences that you do want to share with us all?
Sure. I mean, that's kind of difficult, I suppose. I mean, I don't want to appear like I'm telling people how they should be living their lives.
But the disclaimer, this is just from his experience, so he's just sharing something for him that was meaningful. We wanted something more to go along with the countdown thing. So what's one other device you use that you've learned that works well for you?
So one of the things that I try and do, and you know, this is something I've learned from other people. I listen to a lot of Bob Proctor.
Yeah.
He's a really resourceful guy. I listen to him a lot, but
yeah, like
he's great. And one of the things that I took from him that sticks with me is not to worry about anything that you can't change, and that helps me in my photo sessions, my headshot sessions, and those situations where, you know, I'm maybe feeling a little bit anxious and a little bit out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It helps me to focus on the things that are important in the moment. I would just say that, you know, in I have that attitude in life in general, but definitely you know, on a more on a smaller scale in a photo session or in a situation where I'm out of my comfort zone, I just try and really focus on the only things that I can affect, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just act like the other stuff doesn't exist, because it doesn't matter.
Well, and it's a true example of not being attached to outcomes, and surrendering that power to, you know, to creativity. You know, the creativity you know, powerful and you know, universal force that it is. It's like saying, hey, you know, I trust you, and I know in that trust that it'll be exactly how you intend it to. And I want to honor that by not worrying about something that I can't control. And I'll just focus here, kind of condensed in the stuff that I can, where I do actually have some say that actually is influential. So
yeah, definitely. You know, I think you can always do the things that you do have influence over better. Mm-hmm. If you're completely focused on them and not worrying about the other things that, you know, as I say, not only can you not have any control over them, but they genuinely don't matter. You know, they're not any of your business. You have no influence over them. So, you know, let yourself focus on things that matter.
Well, and that's powerful in itself, just to if you can, for anybody, just solidify that concept of, you know, really just kind of staying in your zone. It does make life, the ebb and flow of life, a more smoother ride, if you will. So
give yourself a break.
Give yourself a break. Touche. Well said. Yes. No doubt. Well, this has been so enjoyable, Tony. And before we close out the show, let's remind listeners where they can go to find more about you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my website, www.tonytaith.com. And my Instagram is Tony_Taith, TAAFE _photo.
Awesome. Awesome. And do go check Tony's work out and check him out. And and you know, get the best when you're taking your photos, because you know what, that's absolutely what you are, folks. And you deserve to look that way and feel that way. So Tony, thank you for joining me and being here. It's just been a lot of fun to co-create with you today in the space. And I want to...
That's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you for your strength and your power as a gifted photographer who is a glowing example of doing what you love and having that translated into photos that people can love. Oftentimes, for the first time, seeing a photo of themselves that they really like, and, you know, helping them to love themselves perhaps just a little bit more.
Definitely. So powerful. Thank you. I appreciate that, David.
You're very, very welcome. Well, I want to, of course, thank the listeners as well. And until next time, be bold, stay true, and unveil your creative superpowers. I really don't know,
but I gotta get the... Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today. To the world, I get up and I show.